Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. A sixth grade boy had a teacher he really admired. So when that teacher returned a test with the following remark, 100%, super job, he held on to that paper. When he got to the end of the sixth grade, he didn't throw that test away with the rest of his papers, but instead folded it up and placed it in a drawer. Now fast forward 10 years. He is packing his belongings from his parents' home because he is married now and moving to a new home with his new wife. While packing, he found that folded-up test from the sixth grade. Unfolded it once again and saw those words, 100%, super job, and once again chose not to throw it away, but rather packed it up with his belongings and moved it to his new home. Becoming a minister, he shared this story in a sermon, trying to impress upon everyone the power of encouragement, and to his surprise, a classmate shared the sermon with the teacher. Now, not having seen the teacher nearly 40 years, you can imagine his surprise and thrill when he received a note from him commenting on the sermon. The note said, 100%, super job. He kept that note too. Friends, don't sell your influence short. You can make a difference in the lives of people. Your words have tremendous power. Why not just take a minute of your time this week and let your words be an encouragement to someone? Who knows? Your words may never be forgotten. And may God bless you, and have a great day.